Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Scott, welcome in. We knew you would be there and very glad nothing went awry for you.
Thank you, Dom. Yeah, I just drove back from Pittsburgh. I was at the Butler Trump rally and now I'm here in Milwaukee just about to head over to the RNC convention to see Donald Trump become our official nominee this week as president of the United States.
Where were you, Scott, at that point, and what's your best reflection on all of it?
I am a forward-thinking guy. I don't want to dwell on negativity. I don't want to dwell on the past. What I want to see from Americans right now is I want to see unity. I want to see Americans coming together in love of country, love of patriotism, and ultimately, I want everybody in Pennsylvania to understand the gravity of the situation, to register to vote at their current address, and especially, I need every single resident of Butler County to come out this November and vote the right way, and let's show that Pennsylvania is above hate and we're moving towards love.
Well, that is the expression of President Trump. And Scott, on Twitter, some people going after me because I like that Trump, I think he had invited it before the shooting, but even more after, invited Nikki Haley to speak. That's unity. He's not giving Nikki Haley the vice presidency or anything. Bringing her into the fold, though, and rewriting his speech for Thursday night is exactly a good thing, to your point.
Yes. Well, I think this is going to be an unprecedented RNC convention. You know, 2016, we had members of the United States Senate that wouldn't even endorse Donald Trump at that moment. And then you have 2020, and we have the tragedy of COVID. And now, going into 2024, I think that we have an opportunity to have the most powerful and most united RNC convention the Republican Party has ever seen. And so what I'm asking from Republicans in this moment of time is let's leave all of the beefs quashed. Let's leave all egos aside. And we welcome every Nikki Haley supporter, every Governor DeSantis supporter, every libertarian. We welcome every person into the fold. Let's have a united Republican Party. Let's nominate President Trump officially as our nominee for the Republican Party for the President of the United States. And let's make a plan to get it done and finish the job on Tuesday, November 5th, 2024.
That's exactly right. Now, Scott, to that point, because this race is not over yet, despite all the wind at the back and all. Well, by the way, wind at the back, 8-hour drive Pittsburgh to Milwaukee. How was the air conditioning? How's the air conditioning in your vehicle?
Well, we rented a car for this one.
Good. Good deserve it, Scott.
So literally after the Butler rally yesterday, we registered hundreds of new voters. And you know what? I want to make it clear. This election is bringing out people that have never voted before. And for any person that says that we're not growing the tent, I saw it myself yesterday. I registered a Marine Corps veteran that was born in 1963. He has never voted ever.
Wow.
And he understands the urgency of this election. And so if you are listening right now and you live in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania and you have never voted before, please, I want you right now listening to the Dom Giordano Show to go to pavoterservices.pa.gov, get out your driver's license, and I want you to register to vote online right now at this very second. And if you have any questions about registering to vote, then please slide into my DMs at Scott Pressler on X, ScottPressler, and I will personally help register you to vote so you can make your voice heard this November.
And to that, you teased it. I don't know if you ever put the air conditioning on or not at that point. We have the numbers for Pennsylvania again, right?
Yes. So we got the voter registration data today, and I know that you guys have been blowing up Dom Giordano's phone peacefully because every Monday we get voter data, and I'm very proud to announce exclusively, nobody else I've been on a radio show with yet, that we are 112 voters away from flipping Bucks County from blue to red. This is historic. This is unprecedented. 4 years ago, there were 15,000 more registered Democrats than Republicans, and now there are only 112. And further, Dom, because this is really important, Luzerne County, Pennsylvania, the quote-unquote backyard of Joe Biden, but we all know that is phony baloney, that county is now 1,600 voters away from flipping to Republican. So we are on the verge, and the swing state of all swing states, from flipping two PA counties from blue to red 4 months before the presidential election. That is political power.
Exactly. Where are you going to be a week from today? Because we have to send champagne out there to Scott Pressler somewhere. Because at the rate we're going, that's 169 by my count from last week. 112 will be broken down in Bucks County. Next Monday, we'll know.
Yes. You know, I don't have my calendar in front of me, but I will tell you, on the 21st, I believe I'll be in Venango. On the 22nd, I'll be in Luzerne County. On the 23rd, I'm going to Scranton to Lackawanna. And so this train is continuing to move, and I want to make it clear, it doesn't matter how much Joe Biden falters during his debates. It doesn't matter the weaponization of our government and everything else that makes it look like we're going to win this November. Do not take your feet off the pedal. I need every person working diligently every single day, registering voters, making sure that people have a plan if they're not going to be able to be here on Election Day, request the mail-in ballot, and we need all hands peacefully on deck to make sure that we win this November. Do not let up for a second.
Tell us where to go for your app, Scott, for people to go. That's probably the best spot.
You can go to my app, that you can write postcards, send text messages, and make phone calls from the comfort of your home is at Early Vote Action. That is the Early Vote Action app available on iPhone and Android. If you see value in the work that I'm doing and would like to support me financially, please go to earlyvoteaction.com, and we will be hiring at least 19 staffers, 19 full-time staffers across the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, from Erie to Pittsburgh to center of the state where Penn State University is, to Scranton and Luzerne County, and finally to Bucks and to Southeast Pennsylvania, earlyvoteaction.com.
Thank you, Scott. Thanks very much for checking in.
Hey, thanks, Dom. You guys have a great week.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.